It was late spring of 1863, and Lee's Army of Northern Virginia was flexing its muscles. They had just beaten the Union forces at Chancellorsville, and Lee was finally leading his men north and bringing the war to the enemy's backyard. He wanted the people of the North to experience the pain and suffering of war. He believed that this experience might help turn public opinion against Lincoln and hasten victory and the end to the conflict. His armies headed toward central Pennsylvania, in particular the capital of Harrisburg, the city of York, and the Union installation in Carlisle. Lee had hoped to conceal his movement north, but how do you hide 80,000 men, equipment, and horses? In early June, Federal troops skirmished with elements of Lee's forces in Brandy Station, Virginia. Neither army could claim victory that day, but the Union forces did discover that the elusive Southern Army was heading north towards the soft underbelly of the Mason-Dixon line. In mid-June, Lee's army moved into Pennsylvania with little to no resistance. To this point, the invasion of the North had been a cakewalk.